Yeah.
What's the difference between a sign and a revelation?
Well, revelation comes within. A sign is without.
So give me an example of a sign.
Yeah.
Well, let's take my wife again. She had all of her family coming to her, telling her she was completely crazy. Okay, she took that as a sign. Okay, let me think of another one.
Another one with your wife. When I first came to the first gathering I attended, I drove into town and went to your place of business. You weren't there, she was. And I went in and she said, "What would you like?" And I said, "I'm seeking a sign." "What kind of sign?" And I said, "A sign of the times."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, how big is this sign? Will it be outdoors or in an office?"
I've talked like that for about 2 minutes.
All of a sudden she said, "Are you Larry Woods?" She said, "When you called, I answered the phone one time." She had heard me say about 5 words on the phone one time.
Really, really. Well, the thing is, where these negative signs come from is when you get an inward revelation that you're supposed to do something positive, make a course correction. Let's say Natalie over here got a feeling about reading my books, okay? And, hey, this gives me, you know, information about making a course correction. Okay, so she starts telling her friends, and all of her friends, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them will say, "Hey, you're crazy," or "What are you doing?" You know, and let's say, this didn't happen to you, but oftentimes the husband will say, you know, "You mess around with this, well, I'm leaving you." And all of a sudden, see, they take this for signs. Well, it's creating so much negativity, this must be the wrong way to go. This is what the negative signs do. The negative signs to the person tries to convince the person not to do the positive thing because it looks like in doing the positive thing you're going to upset so many people, or you're going to turn over so many apple carts, or maybe you're going to lose money, or maybe you're going to affect your business. Which reminds me of the signs of those people we taught in my mission story. We taught this couple, and all of a sudden their kids started acting real bizarre, and we went on a fast and solved that problem. And then their business started dropping way off. And their business went from a teeming business where they had dozens of customers every day in this antique shop to less than one a day. I mean, that was just amazing drop. And they took that as a sign that we were from the wrong place. But they were looking at the outward ones. But the inward things they got was really positive. They felt really good inside when we taught them. But outwardly, they saw these signs that told them, "Hey, stay away from these guys. These guys are trouble," you know. Okay, so we want to go by the inward. The only sign that we should follow is the inward. And if there are outward signs, you know, do pay attention to them. There are certain things that are outward that it's important to pay attention to. Put them in the equation, but always balance them off the inward communication with the soul. If the sign harmonizes with the soul, fine, use it to your advantage. If it doesn't, then ignore it. And
prophecy was about outward signs. The main principle in there was coincidences,
yeah,
that are actually evidence of God.
But coincidences, yeah, do follow when you're on the right path. You'll be able to look backwards and see all that.
Yeah, when you look forwards and see signs, they hardly ever work. But when you move forward and then you look back, you say, "Well, that really worked harmoniously to bring me to where I am."
Between Rin and I, it's kind of interesting. About 6 years before he met me, a psychic told him that he was going to marry a blonde Susan from San Diego.
Really?
That actually happens. Let's flat that.
And he married somebody else. And then
figured psychic was wrong, huh?
Yeah, and then divorced her. Or she divorced him, actually.
It was mutual.
And then we met, and like 2 weeks, he called, talk about a proposal over the phone. He called me at 12:30 one night, said, I just had a vision, and you and I got married, and it worked out just fine. Mm-hmm. So I think we should get married Saturday.
That's the
telephone.
Yeah.
Rent.
We had known
I was trying to keep it quiet. Yes, yes.
I would too. We have known that each other about 12 days at that point.
Yeah, that's pretty good psychic.
All of these women here said they would run if that happened.
So, no, we knew each other about, because by the time we got married, that was a week later, we knew each other 28 days.
A week later?
Yeah. Wow. We got, yeah. And he, it was on a Sunday night, and he called me, and he said, yeah. And I don't know if we were married or just before we got married, he told me about this psychic. Hmm. I had told him that.
Interesting.
And I thought that was interesting that he got the inward confirmation, but he was looking back and said, oh yeah, remember that psychic told me I was going to marry Lauren Susan from San Diego.
Do you still get advice from that psychic?
No, she moved up to Montana. She's married to one of our other drivers. I've lost contact with her. I understand she is back in the valley now.
She's a good psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So would that be an outward sign that a psychic had told him that?
Yeah, that's an outward sign. Now, not all outward signs are incorrect. I've had outward signs that turned out to be right, but I've also had a lot of outward signs that turned out to be wrong, so you have to go by your inward feeling. So when he met you and you fulfilled that sign, he still needed a check within his soul. Well, does this feel right? You know, so he needed a check. If he were to plunge ahead without checking with his soul, he would have made the wrong move. He should have
married the wrong one.
Yeah. It might have been another Susan from San Diego. Or the psychic could have been just wrong, you know. Or maybe some tricky evil spirits playing a trick on Ren to get him to marry some devilish woman just to play a prank on him. Because maybe that tricky evil spirit was married to Ren in a past life and Ren left her and she's mad at him and she wants to get revenge on him. Okay. Anyway, that's another story, right, Ren? But I'm sure he couldn't have found a better Susan from San Diego. Let me verify that.
The story of my life, actually, a lot of decisions I make have made in my life seems like all hell on earth have combined against me to prevent me from
right.
Finally decided to do it. And sometimes it has. I've caved in and it's, you know, it's like, you know, this is just not worth the trouble. But a few times I've just, okay, I'm going to accomplish this hell or high water. And then all of a sudden all the pressure's off and all the doors seem to open up and, you know, ready to go.
Yeah, when I take a course and all of a sudden it seemed like all hell's against me, I think, oh, I must be doing the right thing. That's pretty much what I've concluded anymore.
I say the universe is you out and make sure you're really serious about it.
Yeah, right. It's kind of the way it is, I think. And then once you plunge ahead long enough, then finally the negative forces just give up or expire, so to speak.
Yeah. It's like that then, because you have to fight through the negative forces that want to hold you back to get...
Well, that's true. When you begin your healing, you actually have sometimes quite a bit of discomfort. When the poisons are released from your body, you'll feel a headache, you'll feel dizzy, you know. So you have to go through, when you go through a cleansing, it's quite discomforting to get on the path of healing sometimes, a little bit like quite discomforting to go through with a good positive decision that will improve your life. Quite often you have to go through discomfort. But the main key here that we want with healing is this, is we just don't want to be healed for a day, a year, or even 10 years. We want to be healthy for all of our life. It's like the gal asked Jack LaLanne, how old do you want to live? He says, I don't care. He says, I just want to be alive while I'm alive. And he was that way. He stayed vigorous right to the end, and, you know, what more can you ask than that?
Why died, by chance? What caused his death?
He died in sleep.
He died in sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I never heard that. What a way to go.
It
I mean, that.
He was selling juicers there those last few years.
Yeah, yeah.
he still looks pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Is she still alive?
Who?
Yeah, she is still alive.
I think she is. Now, another guy is Paul Bragg. He lived to be 96, too, and I saw him. Now, he was a big health food guy, and he wrote a book on fasting, and he did a lot of fasting, which is a good testimony on that. But I saw him on TV just about 2 months before he died. And he showed his teeth. He says, I have all my original teeth. You know, he runs a couple miles a day. And he stood on his head for the guy interviewing him, show how vigorous he was. And then I read 2 months later he died. I thought, well, that's the way to go. Just be vigorous and energetic right until the very end. And that's what happened to that guy. He was a little like Jack LaLanne.
I told my kids, I said, if I ever get invalid, don't you ever put me in a old folks home or anything like
that. Oh, yeah.
Take me out in the woods and
roll you over a cliff, huh? Well, I tell my wife, if I die before you, to cremate me and then take the ashes and grow tomatoes and eat them. And then I'll be part of her.
You're not joking. That's really
okay, there's 10...